Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's something that we ponder once we see that Alex is available and to what degree he is in football shape. He's been out a number of weeks, and so there are a lot of variables to that discussion in terms of how we divide the labor up, and only time and a week's work will tell.
Mike Tomlin pretty much asked, hey, is Alex Highsmith going to get his starting job back? Did not say yes, Dorn. And they love Highsmith, and they should. He's a really good football player. I thought that was a really telling answer. I think you're going to keep riding with a lot of Herbig, and I think they should. He's been transformative to this defense. I think arguably he's their best pass rusher on the team. You said he's probably been their best defender. I think you can absolutely make that argument. It's interesting because of the matchup, though. The Browns want to run the ball. Highsmith, the better run defender. But you want to create chaos for the young buck. Sounds, though, like Herbig's going to play a ton.
Well, Herbig's made it even more tougher, not just because of his pass rush prowess, but because he hasn't been bad against the run.
Correct.
So that makes it even more tougher for, and it's a good situation to be in if you're the Steelers, but he hasn't been bad against the run at all.
No, and teams were running the ball right at Highsmith early, and as we know, they couldn't stop the run. And so you keep hearing, and I just said it, Highsmith's better against the run. Well, he hadn't been early in the season. So that factors in as well. It is a good problem to have. I hope they don't overcomplicate it. I do think there will be times where we will see three outside linebackers on the field at one time, probably in third downs and clear pass situations. And I think that could be a wrinkle that will confuse a young quarterback, a young old rookie in Dillon Gabriel. I'd like to see it at least 60-40 slanted towards Herbig, though.
Mm-hmm.
If not even a little bit more than that. And I think because Highsmith is coming off the nature of the injury that he is, I think you can use that as an excuse if you're Mike Tomlin and say, oh, we're just working him in slowly. I think that's the play this week. And then I think it's also prudent for them. Mike Tomlin says he doesn't think about more than one game at once, but I think it's prudent for them to rotate guys as much as possible because you are playing on Thursday.
Yes.
And defensively, you're not a young football team. Now, Herbig is. I love that Tomlin said that Herbig is younger than Dillon Gabriel, which is just like mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Those stats always used to be crazy with Juju Smith-Schuster.
Very young.
Like you'd have rookies, like it's Juju's fifth year. And it's like, rookie is actually older than Juju Smith-Schuster. And we weren't talking about like the Brandon Whedons of the world. We've talked a bunch about Herbig and Highsmith. Mike Tomlin asked about the same thing, but at running back, Kenneth Gainwell or Jaylen Warren?
We just thought he was a good player that was kind of underutilized within the system that he was in because Saquon was just so talented. We played against him a year ago, and he made some critical plays against us in the running game, in the passing game. He covered kicks. I think he had 8 tackles last year for Philadelphia on kickoff. He returns kicks. And so we just looked at a player that had a versatile skill set in a lot of areas and that we thought was capable of more than what we were looking at on tape due to circumstance.
So I buy all that. Obviously, that's why they brought him in. They love Kenneth Gainwell, but they obviously love Jaylen Warren. They paid him when they didn't have to. How do you see that playing out this weekend?
60-40.
Warren.
Warren, yeah. 60-40 Warren. But you'll see a decent amount of them on the field at the same time. That's what I would do. Utilize your best players. Jaylen Warren kind of off an injury. Jaylen Warren is a guy that you paid. Jaylen Warren is a guy that you have a lot of faith in. Kenneth Gainwell coming off of his best game. Stepping up in Jaylen Warren's spot last game. Rushing for 99 yards and effective in the passing game. I use them both. I use them both, but I think that the split of carries will go 60-40 Warren.
And I think that's prudent, too, with a Thursday night game coming up. I think running back is a position where you can rotate, and that's one area I'll give Tomlin credit. Tomlin was always run a guy till his wheels fall off guy, and when you have Le'Veon Bell, you're going to play him 98% of the snaps because, my God, the dude was a stud. But with Najee, you saw last year, more and more, Jalen Warren. So I think you roll with the hot hand. I think Warren gets the start. If he's playing well, you ride with him, but you should mix in Gainwell, and you should mix in a little Caleb Johnson if things are going according to plan this week because of that Thursday night game coming up. I think that's been an issue for Tomlin in the past. There's another saying I use all the time. Seeing the forest through the trees, you don't want to burn your guys out knowing that you have a road divisional game on a Thursday coming up the following week. And I think at running back, there could be a rotation because you do have depth there. And I think at outside linebacker, there could be rotation. I'd like to see some Jack Sawyer in this game, too. I've been pleasantly surprised by him, Doran. I think Jack Sawyer's been a good player, and he's been good against the run. They have a knack for finding that position.
They do.
He looks the part, too. I saw him at that softball game.
Yeah, he's pretty big.
Pretty big guy.
Yeah, Ohio State.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
I didn't think Tomlin lied in either of those clips.
No.
But I just like playing that clip.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.